And now listen to the second broadcast. Are you a lefty? Left-handed people are such a sad group. Though they are a minority, perhaps no more than 10% of the population, no laws protect them. They bump elbows with their partners at the dinner table. They are clumsy with scissors and knives. In a world designed and dominated by right-handers, they encounter endless troubles with switches and buttons, possibly because of a stressful birth or because the left side of the brain doesn't know what the right is doing. They suffer greatly from headaches. Since lefties tend to be dyslexic, they are forever going right when they want to go left, confusing phone numbers and, when writing words, getting their letters all mixed up. Now they have something else to worry about. Two right-handed researchers have reported in the New England Journal of Medicine that righties live longer than lefties. The researchers examined the death certificates of 987 men and women in Southern California and found that the mean age at death was 75 for right-handed people and 66 for lefties. One reason for this fact may be that left-handed people seem to be more prone to fatal accidents. The California study was quickly attacked by other researchers who claimed that other factors such as illness or poverty may be more relevant. Still, the report cannot come as a complete surprise to left-handers who have suffered from superstition and suspicion for centuries. This attitude starts way back. Even the Bible identifies left-handedness with evil and right-handedness with virtue and goodness. Many modern languages have only continued these unpleasant associations. For instance, the English word sinister means bad or evil. It comes from the Latin word sinistra, which means left, whereas the Latin word for right, dextra, has become the English word dextrous, meaning very capable. In a similar way, the Spanish word for left-handedness means having bad intentions. And in France, if you are gauche, namely left, you are tactless and unsophisticated. The same attitude is reflected in some expressions as well. We should all start off on the right foot, but never, never get out of bed on the left side. Note that these expressions also exist in Hebrew. Still, many lefties have made their mark on the world. The world of art would be much poorer without Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and Picasso. And does it matter with which hand Albert Einstein wrote? All in all, it isn't so bad to be a lefty, right? Now you can finish answering the questions. Practice Paper 9, Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. You are about to hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be spoken twice. Before the first broadcast, you may look at the questions. You may start answering the questions after the first broadcast. Now listen to the first broadcast. Honda.
Soichiro Honda had a childhood dream: to make cars. It was quite an ambitious dream, but he succeeded in making it come true. Honda, who was the son of a poor bicycle repairman, managed to build one of the largest automobile empires in the world. He first saw a car in 1913, at the age of 8. The miracle occurred when a Model T car showed up in the little Japanese village where he lived. Many years later, he told a reporter about this exhilarating experience. "It was the first automobile I had laid my eyes on. When it stopped, I saw oil dripping from the engine. How wonderful it smelled! I crawled on all fours, put my face on the ground, and started sniffing like a dog. I remember smearing oil over my hands and inhaling its odor. At that very moment, I started to dream about the day when I would make my own car, all by myself." Honda, the founder of the Japanese large car manufacturer, was born on the 17th of November, 1906. In his childhood, in order to help his father support the family, he worked with him in his bicycle repair shop. At the age of 16, he moved to Tokyo, where he made his first step toward realizing his long-cherished dream. He got a job as an apprentice in a car repair shop. When he was 22, he already had his own garage, which he sold 5 years later to become a partner in a company manufacturing car cylinders. In 1946, after World War II, he sold his part in the company to Toyota. He then began making motorcycles, or rather motorbikes, by mounting motors on bicycles. In a relatively short period of time, he became one of the top experts in Japan, and thus greatly contributed to the restoration of his country's economy, which had been ruined as a result of the war. Honda, who was both extremely talented and energetic, felt wonderful among his workers. He preferred manual work to business meetings. Even after becoming the general manager of a huge company, he would now and then dip his hands in grease to feel and smell it. Honda was an ardent racing car driver until he was injured in a crash when he was 30. However, he went on test driving every single new model produced by his company for another 35 years. Honda died on the 5th of August, 1991, at the age of 84. His children, a son and two daughters, did not inherit their father's empire. Unlike most Japanese, he had never allowed them to get involved in his business enterprises, claiming that Honda does not belong to the Hondas. Honda belonged to a select group of automobile manufacturers like Ford, Ferrari, Rolls and Royce, who lived to drive cars carrying their names.